I did that chopper line, I see your point. To it, and you know, we're following up after the amazing Grammys weekend. Oh my gosh, did you watch it?
Okay, so I'm weird. I usually don't get into the Grammys and stuff like that, so I didn't even really watch it. I'm gonna be honest, I ain't gonna lie, but I did go back. I did go back and watch highlights, so I do know about like that epic ass performance. Well, a couple epic ass performances, but I know we're going to get into that. But yeah, so just tuning into those highlights and just reading the things that I've read online. I think I think I'm actually going to go and watch the entire thing. But you should. I know enough today to speak on it.
Yes. I mean, it was so like, honestly, I think that a lot of people were saying this was going to be like the best Grammys in like a long time. And it was. I really think that it lived up to that anticipation. I mean,
wasn't it the anniversary?
Yeah. So it was the 50 year anniversary for hip hop. And then it was like the, like I think 65th Grammys. So, you know, it was some good numbers in there. And I just loved how they dedicated so much of a like a time slot for hip hop. Like that was amazing.
They really did.
Yeah. It was so nice. But you know, it was so many, like so many major performances and so many people that I was just so excited to see. Like Bad Bunny, he started off performing. He opened up everything. And I love just seeing that culture rise and become like where they are now. Because if you think about like 10 years ago, I mean, thinking about the Grammys and these award shows, they were
included.
Yeah. I mean, like halfway, like it was the beginning process for them. So I really like seeing like that representation, and Bad Bunny is getting out there. Like he's been around, honey. Like, and
he's
love it. Like
more mainstream.
Yes. And it's to the point where I love to see how the culture is like embracing other, you know, ethnicities, other people, other cultures, because it's like, it's not, music is not just one thing, you know, it's not just one genre, it's not whatever, like it's everything. So I loved it. And oh my gosh, his performance was a vibe. Like I felt like I was like at the Mexican cantina restaurant and I was having a good time. Like, it was a vibe. Like it was so cool. Like I needed me a tequila shot or something. Like, cause I was just feeling so, like I needed to have me a red dress on, like doing a bachata and everything.
So it was very like, not like old school or polka-y, but like, what kind of would you say?
Cause it was like,
so he sounds like a vibe.
Yeah, like he performed one of his songs and he had, so you know how like when you go like even, well, I don't know if you traveled to Mexico. I mean, I haven't traveled to Mexico.
I haven't yet, because I heard,
But you know how like people, like, well, there and like here at the restaurants and stuff, they had the people that dress up in those outfits and they stand
there.
Oh,
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, and they do like the dances and they play the guitar and they play like the different instruments. So he had everybody in there like, and it just seemed like a party. You know, the way that he set the performance up. Yeah, you got to watch it. It was so cool. I love that he opened it up. It set everybody up to be like, yes. Like, you know, everybody's dancing. And
okay, Bunny.
Like doing little salsa movements and stuff. I'm like, okay. You know, had everybody in a good startup vibe. Oh, so, yeah. And it was so many different performances. Like a lot of artists that I never seen or heard of. That I, you know, and I like watching the Grammys because I love, like I said, I love that they have every genre included, so mm-hmm. that you if you never heard of these people, you do now.
Right.
Okay, well, we know it's pop music, we know it's rock music, we know it's alternative, we know all of these things. We don't know the artists. Like, we listen to what we listen to, so we know them more. But I loved it. Then I know y'all know from just even if not watching, but just hearing the, you know, everything afterwards, Beyonce set the record because she won the most Grammys in Grammy history.
Yes, so, just like a Virgo bodying everything.
Listen, so proud of her. Right? Shout out to Beyonce. Like, yes. You, oh my gosh. And you could tell her reaction is so genuine. Like, it's not like she's like, oh yeah, I'm expecting to win this. Like, I'm right. The bomb. I'm, you know, she knows she's that girl, but at the end of the day,
she's humble.
Yes. Yes. And I love that, because a lot of people jump on this bandwagon of let's bash Beyonce because she's so loved. Like, don't
right,
do
they do. It's
like why are you hating her for being loved?
Like, that's crazy.
Like, don't do that. That's just, you sound like a real hater. Right. And it's just like, like, looking at her as a part, like, you know, I don't jump on the bandwagon of, oh, I'm a fan, I'm a part of the Beehive because right. I just see everybody else doing it. Like, I look at her as, what has she done? She's a great vocalist. She's exactly. a great performer. Yeah. She acts. She has a brand. You know, it's certain things. And shout out, I don't know if y'all seen this yet. She just dropped the new, you know, line of her line. So she has...
something from there. She's just so damn expensive. Yeah. But yeah, girl, I love her stuff.
And you already know, listen, Beyonce, I don't know if you're going to hear this or not. I don't know. Maybe you will in the future when we start promoting, yeah. You just hear and you go back and listen to one of our episodes. But let me tell you, honey, okay, it was already enough that you done sold them, put them tickets out around the time.
Okay,
you know, first of the month, you're talking about tickets. Now, you know everybody going to put their rent to the side for these tickets, okay? And then... 2 weeks later, want to be dropping out. Oh, I got the Park Trail collection.
You just want all our money.
You know what? Like, and then it's like, you're making me choose, ma'am. Like, you're making me choose. You know what? I'm sorry. Them tickets. I joined the Beehive. It was like a verified Beehive group that you could pretty much like jump in the queue and wait for the tickets. Yeah. And I didn't even get to see the tickets or the price or nothing, because as soon as they opened, then everybody was buying them.
Damn.
So like, it's certain, yeah. Now it's certain, like, it's separate. Like, you, it's multiple times that they release a certain amount, because they can't just release all of them. They have to let them out in sections. So they do have like, I know February 11th is like the actual date that, like, if you didn't get them in the very beginning when everybody else was getting them, then you do, you know, have that chance on the 11th. But even still, like, I'm probably still not gonna be paying that money for the tickets, and I really want to. And Lord knows I want to use my taxes for that. But I got plans. So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna pick my battle, and I'm gonna go ahead and give me the Park Trail collection, because I did buy some sneakers from her line before.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I bought a few things from her line, and I will say she has great quality in everything, the shoes. And I know that's like, you know, intermingled with like Adidas, but I don't know, like it's not like, and I know House of Darian was like the first that she created. And it was like more of like, that's the beginning of her being a designer and everything like that, and having that label and that brand. But now that she's progressed into Ivy Park, I'm like, yeah, like, these are good quality items, and I don't mind spending the money on good quality items. So right. Yeah, I will do that. I see that, you know, she pretty much has it released tomorrow. So that's the one that's dropping.
I need to buy something from her. Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
I really
and the
like
clothes
her.
Are so cute.
They are. So they are. They really are.
They're like super sporty, but cute at the same time, you know, like you can go out, but still be like sporty about
but
it.
And you know,
yeah, so shout out to Beyonce either way, because she just like killing it in every lane.
Yeah. but like, just to kind of piggyback off that, like, you know, I don't even call myself a Beehive member, but I always liked her, like, within Destiny's Child, You know what I mean? Mm. But then even when she branched off and herself, mm-hmm. I kind of was like a low-key hater. And I was like, Leo, she's like overrated. But what actually piqued my interest mm-hmm. was I was watching a couple documentaries, and it was something about that homecoming performance that got me as well. What I really fell in love with was her work ethic and the fact that she's a great performance. And my all-time favorite artist of all time is Michael Jackson. And it's a quality about her, that perfectionism, that good performer in her, you know, that if she's going to do it, it's got to be done right. You know, yeah. And it just reminded me of MJ. And I think that is what has made me appreciate her. And I mean, this last album, yeah, was the shit. That's why I do understand why some people are a little bit upset about, like, damn, she couldn't get album of the year. I mean, that was a pretty banging
album. It was a pretty good album.
It was everywhere. Yeah. TikTok. I mean, it was everywhere. It's just the notoriety of her and that album and a lot of the music. It is quite shocking that she didn't win album of the year. But anyway, sorry about you.
But I think, like, when we look at it compared to the other nominees, I mean, technically, like, she's in her lane for the genre that she's in, which, you know, is like R&B. And so, like, then when we look at each other one, so, like, you have pop, which was Lizzo considered pop?
I think it wasn't like Harry Styles on there or something.
Yeah, Harry Styles.
Maybe Adele?
Yes. So I think they like selected maybe like two from each genre and I don't know. I guess when you like line them up against everybody else, there were some other really good, because you know like how we could say, oh, well, Beyonce's album was just like epic for the year and it was like a really great album, but it was probably like, okay, the other ones were great too. You know, so then it's like it's hard to choose because you have greatness within each other genre.
Everybody
like
else
Lizzo been killing it, yeah, and Adele been killing it too. Like
Adele is, you know, shit. I always love Adele. I'm sorry, I really love Adele. Yeah.
I mean, I don't listen to like all of her songs. I didn't listen to like the album like from start to finish, but I know that she is a great artist. I've listened to her from Chasing Pavements, like from when the beginning. So, you know, like I do recognize her as an artist. And I know that if she was nominated for like the album of the year, that album it had to be pretty good.
Oh, it was banging. Yeah. I haven't actually heard it. So I need to.
Yeah.
While I'm sitting here saying I'm an Adele fan, but haven't heard that. But yeah.
But, you know, I mean, shout out to all the nominees. I know that like, that has to be a lot to, well, for one, I think that being nominated period is like an honor in itself, but then to you know, win, I mean, it's like me personally, I don't know like how they do it, you know, to stand up there in front of all those people and then accept that award. It's like, how do you not catch the jitters and the nervousness?
And you know, everybody's watching.
Yeah. He's like, oh my gosh, I would probably have to accept it off TV or something, because it just would be so nerve wracking to know. Like, did you see? Well, you probably didn't see it. The stadium, I mean, the place that they held it at, it was huge. Like, not only was everybody like on the floor at their tables, but then you had like all these like seats in the back, and it was like balconies and everything. And I'm like, oh my, that's huge.
What?
Like. Yeah, that's all. Like, I would be just grateful to be nominated, because they still recognize you for that, you know, Grammy nominated, so and so, you know, they always include that. But yeah, I mean, shout out to all the people that were nominated and that won their awards. I know that, you know, there was like such a highlight for the night. I don't know if anybody else like caught this, but there's a new jazz singer. Well, she might not even be like really new, but Samara, like, she is pretty much coming up into she won the award for best new artist, but she's coming up into her career. Of course, she sings jazz. She's only 23 and she literally won 2 Grammys that night. And I mean, when I tell you, chocolate brown skin girl, you know, with natural hair, you know, and just giving us the feels that, okay, you don't have to look like a particular thing to be accepted or even to get you know, into this space where you're nominated and win a Grammy, you know, a lot of times we feel like it's rigged. You know, we feel like a lot of these things are rigged. Like they pick certain people, and, you know, selective to, you know, maybe what maybe the connections or network that you have within the business. But it was just so refreshing to see her win, you know, those awards and to hear her singing. You got to look her up. Samara Joy. She sings jazz and she sounds like I want to say like a mixture between Ella Fitzgerald and Anita Baker. Like her voice is beautiful. Yes.
Oh,
wow. Her voice is so beautiful. Huh. And it was just like, I never even knew about her until awards. Yeah.
Huh.
So I'm like, yeah, that it's, I love seeing Black people when I root for Black people so much. Right. I'm just like, wow, like congratulations, like she did so good. And you know, we had a lot, like I said, the highlights for the awards. That was really like the big one was the 50 year anniversary for hip hop, which LL Cool J, you know, came out, yes, and you know, announced everything he started. It was so nice. Honestly,
I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe my eyes.
It was so refreshing. Now, I don't know. Can we talk about Nelly? Like, what's up with him? Like, lately, I've been seeing him performing. And when he was on there, because he was there performing, he did like his little, because they did like a little clip of all the popping hip hop songs over the years, right? And he did, you know, his It's Getting High.
Yeah, of course.
And he was like, you know, first of all, he was off from the beat. He wasn't even on beat. And then he was like jumping all around, moving all around all fast. What? And I've seen him perform before. Yeah, I've seen a video of him performing before and like his eyes were rolling back.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
I'm like, dude, he have a drug issue? Like, this is serious. Like,
right, you're right, though.
We gotta find out like what's happening with this man because... Yeah. This is the second time I've seen him like not himself, or maybe he's this off. Is himself. I don't know.
Nah, mm-hmm. I think he's off. It's concerning. I hope somebody that loves him checks into that because that it's a little wild. It's concerning.
Yeah,
because I wish I could say it was alcohol, but I mean, maybe alcohol. Like, I don't know, because alcohol make you look goofy too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That was just. I was like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with him? And it was so quick because, like I said, they were trying to like wrap up so many different hit songs within the segment of them celebrating. So they was, and then oh my gosh, Glorilla, she was able to like once they started doing like the little clips of the more current hip hop songs, her Glorilla, Lil Baby, and Uzi came out and they did like, you know, their songs, which it was kind of weird how they transitioned because they transitioned from like 2000, like you know, early 2000 songs to just boom, like Lil Baby coming out rapping one of his songs.
Oh, I was
like,
wait. That would throw me off.
Right. Yeah, because I was like, wait a minute. Is Lil Baby, they skipped the whole like 2010, 2012, 2016,
just,
like
just fast forwarded real quick.
Yeah, and you know it was cool though. I was like, okay, but Glow, I mean, for her to have just emerged and really
she just like, kind of came out,
just and been boom performing on the Grammys. I was like, yes, girl, like come on.
I love that for her though.
Yeah, and I feel like it needs to be acknowledged that rap can sound like all different things. It doesn't have to be one way, you know, especially with the women. They love to like box us in. No, like we can sound like anything. We can sound like Queen Latifah. We can sound like Little Kim. We can sound like, you know, Cardi, or we can sound like Glow. And I just love seeing that they gave her the chance because I wasn't expecting the new ones. I was just like, I was just jamming to all of the hits, the old school songs. So yeah, that was cool. I loved seeing the whole show and it didn't feel as long as it normally, like, you know, how these awards be like 3 hours, almost
like
4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved seeing it. Like it felt like it wasn't like a task to watch. Like we was enjoying watching it. And if it happened to be like almost 3 hours, you didn't notice. So I love that. But yeah, that was let's just, you know. But this year, 2023, we have a lot of amazing artists that, you know, just break through, make their presence, and then like make it known. I was surprised I didn't see Latto perform, but that I think that she maybe performed. Yeah, I think that she maybe did like a pre-Grammy performance or something like that. I was hoping to see her because she was here in Atlanta on one of the radio stations, and they were talking about her being on the Grammys, and I was hoping to see her perform, but. But we seen her there. She was there.
Yeah, she was there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just wasn't performing.
I was like, yeah. But yeah.
I like Latto. Oh, and then that wasn't the sons or one of the sons of the boy. They got to perform with what's his face? Stevie Wonder, because they were doing an ode to Smokey Robinson, which I love. I don't like that song. I don't like Tears of a Clown, though. Smokey's got some bangers. So, but I'll leave that alone. But I think that's what they play, The Tears of a Clown or something like that by Smokey. I heard it briefly. And I
can't remember.
I don't know why they always go to that song. I mean, everyone doesn't share my opinion, but Smokey's got a lot of nice songs. Like, but anyway, I'm just like, why pick that one? But yeah, and then I think they were singing the Temptations song.
Yeah. So with them, I'm not even gonna lie. I was like in and out, and only because I stepped away from the TV. I love
TV. Okay. I was gonna say, okay.
It's not because they old, because I love Stevie. I feel like, damn, like this man, he could work a stage and still be in his age and not have his sight. Like, I love him, but I just didn't get a chance to actually like sit and really hear all the songs that they performed, because it was a little lengthy too. I ain't gonna lie, like that their performance. Yeah, but yeah, Smokey, what? He don't even look like he aged. Like,
no, he doesn't.
He looks so good. I'm like, wow. Yeah, but I did see that was the sons of Boyz II Men, and I was like, wow, that is so nice.
They were pretty good, and I'm like, to be so young, like if they just keep working with them and they keep doing their thing, they're you know what I mean? I was like, damn, okay.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Go off.
Now, they need to definitely say, and I love when I see like the kids of the celebrities or like the kids of the artists, they branch out and they get into the industry too, and not just because, I'm following in my dad's.
But they're actually talented.
Right, exactly. Because if you think like you grow up with these people as your parents, imagine being Blue Ivy. I mean, come on. I would be surprised if she doesn't get into any type of musical industry type of thing, you know, because it's just like, this is your world, you know? So like, and she more than likely will have like a lot of talent, you know, like she probably can sing.
Right.
We don't know, but she probably can sing very well. She probably can dance, you know?
Right.
She probably can do a lot of things that they've, you know, because she's gotten exposure to certain things. Yeah, that's just such a benefit. I love seeing it. But I do want to touch on, it was a topic that is pretty much like tying into the Grammys, because there was some things that pretty much came out about Offset and Quavo.
I know about that.
I'm like, gosh, why does that
her yelling backstage, Lord?
Was it? So, okay. Now, first off, let me just say, so they did this tribute, you know, in the Grammys, they have that section where they do like the tribute to anybody that's passed away. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, of course, Quavo was there to perform on behalf of Takeoff. And so with that performance, I just found it like a little odd that Offset wasn't like included.
Right.
Yeah, it was weird. And I think that they have, like, since Takeoff passed away, I just feel like it's been like a push, like Offset has like been pushed to the side. Like, he's not like, you know, I know that that was like, yeah, like Quavo and Takeoff were like uncle and nephew, but like they were still all in the group together. And from my understanding, they're still like family members, you know, like isn't Quavo and Offset like cousins, or one of them?
They're cousins. That's why I don't know why it's so like kind of like fuck Offset. It's like, dude, you know?
And even if they weren't. Right. But my thing is, like, even if they weren't relatives, they still were in a group. You know, that's just like TLC. Like,
right.
I mean, they all were in a group with Left Eye. So technically, if they did a tribute to Left Eye, it was both Chili and T-Boz. So it just was weird to see Quavo up there by himself. I don't know who made the choice to not incorporate him, but that was a little weird. And then, you know, to hear that there was a fight backstage, which I heard that, that you know, pretty much, and I've seen the little comments or the post that Offset put out, that he said that nothing happened. So I was like, was it a video that surfaced that showed them yelling at each other or something?
I mean, I didn't hear anything like I didn't actually hear an altercation, but there was a video that surfaced that Cardi B was yelling at them. And if I can recall, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, she said something like, "You shouldn't even said nothing." Like, Cardi B was hot. So, you know, I don't know if that's them saving face, or maybe it could be one of those situations where there was an issue. And they cleared it up and talked it out and just kind of were like, F it, we don't want everybody in the business because we figured it out. You know what I mean? Like one of those situations. Because it's like, all right, what's the reason of rehashing that, telling y'all what it's about? And then y'all in our business and we figured it out. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's nothing. It's not a big deal. So I'm wondering if it's one of those kind of situations, or if it was just something that was made a lot bigger than what it needed to be.
Yeah, because I was even wondering, like, was it even an issue at all? Because, like, I mean, they're at the Grammys, it's probably loud. Like, they probably excited and passionate about a lot of things. They probably just yelling, just talking loud. Was that the case? Or was it really like a, like, I'm yelling because I'm upset type of thing?
You know? I don't know, like, to me, it just seemed like she was chastising somebody. It looked like she was ripping into somebody. She felt somebody had no business. I'm going to include the link. But yeah, to me, I could be wrong. I'm not great like Billion with the playing the clips. I got my mic. You know, I got my headphones hooked into my mic, and I don't know. I feel like I'm gonna mess it all up. But yeah, I'll include the link. To me, it just seemed like that.
But, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would love to hear more about it. Also, I do want to play a clip because there was a pretty much another, like, everybody just want to attack Offset for some reason. I don't know.
No,
and it's just weird.
Right.
Yeah, like I don't like that, the whole like attacking thing, because it's like he is still hurting. He is still dealing with this.
Right.
Just like everybody else is.
Right.
But this is a clip. Pretty much it starts off with Jay Prince. Now, mind you, I don't have a lot of like knowledge about who Jay Prince even is. Dang. I just hear about him. Like, I don't know this man. Like, apparently he's supposed to be an OG in the game. I don't know what
apparently
he
runs, I don't know, Texas or something. I don't know.
Like Mob Ties or something like that. Wherever I don't he's at. Know. Yeah, but he claims that there was some things said from Offset about him, or maybe whatever, which included like Takeoff's death and the maybe the involvement, you know, and everything like that. And so he gave like a message that was kind of subliminal, but everybody that knows, you know, like what a threat sounds like would still be able to pick up on it. So I'm just going to play the clip. Y'all can tell me what you think.
You're about to be threatening me.
We just be throwing rocks and hiding the hand, right? And I don't like them kind of individuals. And when reality, the truth of the matter is, you know, nigga, you wasn't really right there with Takeoff when he was alive. You know what I mean? So for you to be taking these positions that you taking, you know what I mean? And I got people everywhere, so I hear all kinds of things. I'm going to just say this to you. Don't never put me in no position where, you know, I have to defend myself.
Y'all niggas speaking on my real brother. I don't know what y'all niggas got. What the fuck y'all niggas got going on? Y'all niggas speaking on my real brother. How dare one of y'all niggas even speak on me and Tate relationship, nigga? I don't know you niggas from a can of paint, nigga. Y'all niggas don't know how me and my brother rock, nigga. You trying to clear your face, nigga. This your fifth interview, nigga. You done did by my brother, nigga. You ain't think about his mama. You ain't think about the family, nigga. We ain't said nothing. Ain't nobody said nothing but you niggas. You niggas, man, who y'all nigga think y'all nigga is? John got it, nigga. And if you heard something from me, I'ma tell you it's gonna come from me. Call my phone. Y'all nigga going off of he say, she say. Then y'all nigga supposed to be this is who y'all supposed to be. And y'all nigga on interviews, and it out on an interview.
So yeah, that was Offset responding to what Jay Prince said. I don't know. I feel like, and a lot of people, because they even aired the clips and stuff on the radio, And I'm like a big, like I listen to radio. Right. So pretty much like, I'm like, okay, they played the clip. They got people that's calling in to give their, you know, I guess opinion about everything and how they should resolve it. And everybody's like, come on, Jay Prince, you're supposed to be an OG in the game. It's what you're just generally older.
Right,
so
right.
You should be handling the situation a little bit different. From my understanding, they all was cool to some degree. You know, maybe Offset wasn't like really close with Jay Prince, but I know that Quavo and maybe even Takeoff was like around Jay Prince, or you know, kind of like knowing him enough to be going to events, and you know, that the night of, you know, Takeoff's death, like that was Jay Prince's birthday. Yeah, so like for them, I just feel like, okay, obviously y'all have some type of like connection to be able to reach out to each other personally. So right. to say all this on an interview, that's just weird behavior
like for
a grown person. Yeah, for you to be grown too. It's one of those things where I don't know, and I don't blame Offset for coming back, because he's been quiet about a lot. You know, he hasn't really
he really has.
Yeah, he's been kind of like just in the cut. He hasn't been doing much because he's just trying to get himself back together. And I don't blame him for responding, because it's true. Like, first of all, how are you going to speak on how their relationship was? You think, you know, that, oh, well, you wasn't even really around when he was alive. What? How would you know?
Right. Like, you really know what's going on.
Yeah. And then to say, well, you know, I got people everywhere, so they hear pretty much if you talking in this state or that state or wherever, and you know, given that subliminal threat, like, you know, it won't be good for your health. What does that mean? Right. You know, and
it's like you're doing too much. It's like this man has so much more that he needs, that he's dealing with. You know what I mean? You can tell that really was a blow to both Quavo and Offset. That was not easy. So for him to sit here and be petty, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's clout or what, or if he wanted to run his mouth about something and be relevant, but like, that's not the way to do it. Like, I totally, I don't agree with it. Like, and it's true. Just like you said, they obviously have some kind of connection. If he felt passionate enough to, you know, basically remind him that he can be touched, he could have called him and they could have handled that privately. You know what I mean? That just looks like one of those things. It's the theatrics. You know what I mean? Like all that extra rah-rah stuff that don't even need to be done.
Yeah. Because it's just like, I don't know. I feel like, what do you do? I don't know. I hear, like Drake even talks about Jay Prince or whatever. What does this man do? Like, what does he do? Like,
wait, let me see.
Who are you?
We got to know.
Yeah.
Let me look this up. Like, I got to know. I'm tired of not knowing. And
what is the point? Like, this is, as Offset said, this is like the fifth interview. So you're going on interviews to talk about them. And maybe they're being asked the question. So, you know, I guess it doesn't really do justice because the full interview is not being shown. So maybe he was asked a question about Takeoff and Offset and Quavo or whatever. But I still feel like no matter if they asked you, you still can answer in a certain way where it's not gonna cause some, you know, shaking the table. I don't know. I just think that he's too grown for that.
So apparently this is just what I found online. So I'll just read this little snippet. So it goes, who is Jazz Prince? Jazz Prince, I'm guessing that's his name. So I don't know if Jay Prince is his father, James Prince, or if Jazz Prince is the Jay Prince that we know of. But if you're saying it's the OG, it must be James Prince.
Okay.
So let me see. So it says Jazz Prince is the son of James Prince and is most known for discovering Drake on MySpace. He is from a famous family, given that his father is the music mogul who founded Rap-A-Lot Records in the 1980s. So he's some kind of, you know, music mogul.
Rap-A-Lot?
Yeah, and from the 1980s.
I don't know what that is.
Rap-A-Lot. Let's see.
Sorry to that man.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's crazy because like every time people are like, you know, yeah, he runs this place. He runs I think it's Texas or some shit, but Rap-A-Lot
Records, I mean,
it's a hip hop record label. Let's see if there's anybody. Juvenile.
Yeah, he signed to it.
Juvenile. Bun B.
Bun B, Pimp C, okay. Mike Dean, Ghetto Boys, Scarface, Trade the Truth.
Okay, I know Trade the Truth.
You know, so I mean,
Well, okay.
Raheem. So Raheem.
Who?
Raheem.
Oh, Raheem?
Yeah, from 1988. Raheem, the rapper.
Oh, Raheem.
So yeah, just going way back, Raheem.
This is just still.
Yeah, so I mean, he's
so that just makes it worse.
we're still like, I don't fucking know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay.
It's still worse in this case because you're the said rap mogul.
Right.
You know, where you have a whole label under your belt and you're talking about hits and threats.
You got better
and,
stuff to do.
Yeah, like, but I guess.
Why can't people rich people really just, like, be rich? Enjoy your damn money and shut up. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't have half the problems. What?
Because it has to be, because it's always some type of, like, street tie. You know, it has to be some type of, like, understanding, because where you have the labels and the businesses and stuff like that, but to, I mean, for me personally, I get it. He has, like, Bun B, Pimp C, like, all these, like, big name people, but at the same time, they're more like the OGs in the industry too, so they're not really doing much. So, like, you kind of have, like, business somewhat going, but then also you have, like, street ties to me, because it's not just business where you're able to just focus on business and not have to deal with or even think about, oh, like, let me get into this drama, let me get, you know, like, you still have other
too much stuff time on his hands.
Yeah, like, you have other stuff that you're wrapped into, obviously, because it's not just managing artists. I mean, let's just be real. So, I don't know. I just feel like he needs to be quiet. Like, okay, if you're gonna talk about the situation because you're asked, then just keep it, you know, cute and short. Like, we don't want to see you talking about, oh, well, this man ain't know him. Like, we know he knew him. We know that we know he was so close to take off that, you know, it doesn't matter if they was, you know, super like, oh, we talk every day towards the end of his life, but, you know, he was around before. And is, even if he wasn't a close, like, boom, brother, relative type of thing, but he still was with him during a big time in all of their lives. They were all together creating creating history, because, I mean, it's the Migos. So to say anything about their relationship is just like, shut up.
Right.
Like, don't say nothing about that. Just answer what you were asked and keep
it's
it
too
pushing.
Sensitive. Yeah. It's way too sensitive, and it's too soon. Way too soon.
But anywho, now I want to touch on another topic. And it's kind of like, it's just so funny how these things tie into each other. I love it. So there was a post where pretty much a guy was like, black men need to stop rapping, like, period. And he created a thread. He said, this is a thread of jobs that typically require little to no education that pays $100,000 a year. So, I mean, he listed
multiple. We'll include that link as well, guys.
Yeah. Just in case, because, you know, I get it. Like, I love that people be, you know, can be so artistic and you know, poetic and rap, but we have enough. We have enough rappers in this world. I'm tired of hearing it. I need to know who can clean my pool, who can come and fix my washing machine. Like, I need people that actually can come in with some skills.
Yes, not we need just, more.
Yo,
guys, get, like, you a trade at least. If y'all don't want to do shit, at least get you a trade. Do a couple semesters at a community college and then work, learn everything you need to know, open up your business and call it a day. God.
Yeah. Man. And you know what? And I'm being funny when I say, like, clean my pool and stuff. But what I mean is, like, really, like, there's other opportunities out there for you to be successful. And if rapping just happens to be, like, something on the side that you just happen to love to do because you're are artistic and creative. But like, do we really need all these rappers to have a rap career? I mean, where
like,
will right.
Do you have to be so 100% invested in just that? Like, I never heard of people not being able to multitask.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
There's plenty of things to listen. We don't have enough real estate agents that are Black men. We don't. True. We don't have enough financial managers that are in banking.
We don't have enough psychiatrists. And you know we need that in our community.
Exactly. Come on, guys. Talk to your Black folks. You want to be sitting here spitting all these rhymes? Okay, spit them rhymes at the therapy session. Like, come on. We need people to start stepping up and realize, like, okay, there's other avenues. That's why I said, like, you know, certain paths are oversaturated. And I get it. You know, you shouldn't be like, oh, well, everybody does that, so I'm not going to do it. No, I don't mean, like, don't do it because everybody else is doing it. I'm just saying, is there other things that we could excel in for our people so that we can have the support behind us? We don't have enough Black doctors. Okay. We don't have enough Black teachers.
Right.
Like, come on, let's get real. A lot of the teachers that are in the schools, I mean, for you to find Black teachers, you got to go to like the hood. And not saying that that's bad, right, but
then they don't have as many resources that they need. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I totally agree. Like, we need to be able to infiltrate different sectors. We shouldn't just be comfortable in one. I mean, be a Jill and a Jack of all trades, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I mean, was the man lying? Like, no, he wasn't. Like, he's like, Black men, stop rapping. Just please stop, because it's just getting overwhelming.
It's too much.
I have to act like I'm like really enthused by hearing the bibbidi bobbidi jingles that people come up with. I really like, I have to act like I'm enthused, and I'm not.
SoundClouders, yeah.
Like, if you're not spitting like J. Cole, if you're not spitting real stuff, that, and I'm not talking about, oh, I took your hoe to the club and I did this and that. I'm talking about real. Yeah, it's like, where's like your
lyrical
message?
Right, lyrical. I'm not talking exactly about the same stuff. Why you guys want to fuck other people's hoes anyway? I mean, what is with that? Like, why are we in this culture of I fucked your man and I fucked your hoes? Why do you guys want to share and swap spit so much? Like, so, I just want to know, why do they want to do that?
Well, you know, when I realize with men, they love to conquer. So to be able to feel like I have conquered all these women, and I've been able to even take a woman from another man, like, that's a leg up for them. So yeah, they feel like, you know, superior when they come out and say, yeah, I fucked your bitch, you know, like, and that's, it's one of those things where it's like, make it make sense. Like, you shouldn't be okay with that. You shouldn't want to do that. But I kind of get it. On the other hand, you know, I'm not saying it's right, but I do get the idea from their perspective of wanting to conquer everything, even if it means going the desperate, dirty, down low route of taking somebody else's girl. And then the fact that even women will go along and,
that's,
you
what I'm
know,
saying, they do the same bullshit. It's like,
yeah,
I hate that. I guess, like, I mean, I get that territorial aspect of I conquered what is yours. You know, and I'm going to bring you heartbreak and heartache. I'm going to hurt you that way. But like, I guess I'm just going in the route of like, just for your self-respect, like, why do you want to be going down on a chick that you know previously slept with some, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I don't, you know, why would you want to be that chick that's giving sloppy toppy to a dude that just gave some dick to your homegirl? Like, I can't do it. And then it's just like, then you have the fucked up mentality where people feel like, you know, especially women, you know, with the insecure women and stuff like that. It's like, because I've met a chick like this before. It's like, they feel like if they sleep with someone that has known you, that somehow mm-hmm. like they're more attractive than you or more desirable than you. But it's like, dude, mm-hmm. guys are going to sleep with whoever. If you give them, if you're on the side of the street, you're like, free coochie. Most likely they're going to take that shit. So it's like, I was like, girl, you giving your coochie away for me, basically, is basically what's happening.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yes. I literally just had this conversation with somebody. Like,
what?
People are really hoes in real life, because, and especially, sorry, men, but you guys are really like hoes sometimes, because y'all will like fuck anybody. Like,
really?
And I'm not saying that like people have to look a certain way, but like you'll fuck somebody that literally has like trash all over their house, really? The mattress on the floor, no sheets, the baby's in the other room crying. Like, I mean, still fuck. And it's like, so you're literally like, that's why I said men are the real hoes, because at least women, we be like, mm-mm. Well, most of us, we have standards. And a lot of guys have standards too, but a lot of men be really like, they don't care. They don't care as long as it's a pussy.
That's it. So that's why I'm like, ladies, please don't flatter yourself. Like,
yeah, like just because he fucked you doesn't mean anything.
He's going to sleep with everybody, I assure you.
Yo, I have some people, well, not really me personally, but I feel like, it'd be females that try to come at my man and like, just because, okay, like he looks good to them. And then like, you know, like they want to fuck or they want to have some type of little sexual relationship with them. And I'm like, honestly, girl, first off, you think, or it could even be like, oh, I can take him from you. So, okay. You want to take him, girl, bye. Okay. The dick might be good and you might be really satisfied, but guess what? You will cry and you will be on the phone calling for me to come pick his ass up.
Yes. You can't handle my dick. Yes.
Yes. It's too much. Too much. And the same goes for me. A nigga could try to take me all they want. And it's just like, okay, take her. So then you go see. Nigga ain't no walk in the park.
Right, you can call me.
Yeah, and I say that because it's not like we're difficult to deal with, but I tell my man all this, I tell him all the time, like, I apply pressure. Even his ass be like, oh, damn. Because it's just like, I don't fuck around. I don't play. Like, we're not going to act like, you know, we're kids and we have these, like, you know, bare minimum expectations of each other. No, we expect each other to be on a game all the time. And yeah, it's going to be hard, but like, I apply that pressure. So, you know,
not like, every woman is willing to do it. Not every man exactly. is either, but I'm saying shit, for real, more so women are trying to apply that pressure. And I'm just going to be dead ass honest. You have the women that just want to do the damn bare minimum just because they feel like they're attractive. You don't have a lot of women that have looks, talents, goals, intelligence, able to have conversation. I mean, golly, the list is long. You know what I mean? It's great to be a good looking girl, but what else do you have? After a while, that shit gets boring. If you're just good looking, you're dumb as motherfucking rocks. Your time isn't going to last here. You're just not.
And a lot of, I mean, I feel like a lot of women really like bank on the looks. And it's like, okay, so you're pretty much just going to go along with this for how long?
Right.
And how far do you think you're going to get with that? Like, exactly. Most men really, like we said, men don't have a lot of standards. You can have the hairiest vagina ever and they don't care. So think about it. If all you have is looks and that's all that you go on and you just give just looks as the minimum, well, I guess as the maximum, because that's all you could give.
Right, right. And that's your full capacity.
And then, so you give just looks. Or just a big ass or whatever the case might be. You're having a good time. Y'all having the best sex of your life. After a while, the nigga's, he's unimpressed after a while.
He's gonna be bored.
Cause he's gonna get old. Yeah, it's like, okay, well, you're cute, but that's it.
That's all you have. And then I just love the ones who are like, I know how to suck dick. I have great pussy. First of all, how do you know? I know I do this. He ain't gonna cheat.
Sweetie. Yeah.
You could give him sloppy toppy every single day.
Okay.
Cook his meals, clean the damn freaking house. Do everything he wants you to do. But that MF, if he wants to cheat, is still going to cheat. And that's what we don't understand. And that's why I don't understand. Like, that's why I started changing my mentality of, I'm not going to sit here and be buzzing around like a bee wondering if my man's cheating. You know what I mean? I get it. Don't get me wrong. I know it's scary. It's scary to be vulnerable. It's hard to open up. And we don't want to be cheated on. Come on. Nobody wants to. But I'm not about to be sitting here out every day treating him like he cheated. And he ain't cheat. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if a man was to cheat, he gonna cheat. There's absolutely nothing. If I put a tracking device, if I do that, if I sniff his dick, you know what I'm saying? Yvette style. It's not gonna matter. He gonna find a way.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of women fail to realize too that, yeah, okay, so we get it. A lot of men don't have like those high standards as far as like who they will fuck, you know? They will fuck anybody if it's just pussy. And for them, it's just sex. It is. But on the other hand, when it comes to the interest and actually getting involved and wanting to be around somebody.
That connection.
Yeah, then that is a lot. That's the lot. I'd rather you say you fucked my man and that's all before you say we had a genuine
right because that we hurts.
Yeah, it's like that wow, hurts. You really took my man to a different level.
Yes, to where I thought we had something. Thought we had that unique emotional connection. But yeah, you were able to reach that. Yeah, now that would fuck me up. That would be the most, like, damn. So he really allowed it to get that deep. It was one thing. Mm-hmm. To, you know, all right, you had your fun, but damn, you really allowed it to get that far. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the difference for sure.
It just got to get to a point where people realize
can
that.
You get there? Okay.
Right. Can you get there? Because shit, some of these men, some of them be, you know, and some women too, they be just, you know, ditzy full of air, not really even knowing, you know, what, you know, be like, what you doing? Okay.
You and know. Can't hold a conversation.
Like just sitting there, it's like, okay, so this is not
you're a mannequin. Got it.
Yeah, like this is not deep at all. No. But some people really do have like that depth within them, and they can really explore avenues of your mind. Once it gets to that level,
Yeah, because and that's the thing. Like a man, I will say, like one thing my dad said to me, he was like, you know. It's something when you love someone, but when you like them too, you know what I mean? He's like, yeah, you love them. You know what I mean? It's kind of like you may not like them, but it's finding somebody that you love, but damn, I really fucking like you. I like hanging out with you. I like getting off work and the first person I want to call is you to tell you what kind of day I had. Like, I really like you. That is something different.
And that's where a lot of like relationships can go downhill because in the beginning you really genuinely like a person to even go far with the, you know, like a relationship. So, you know, it's like, okay, you like this person and y'all, you know, start to fall in love and then y'all start to get comfortable after a point of time. So then the like, it becomes like it drifts, you know, because then you get comfortable. Then you might, you know, intermingle like living together and then, you know, daily life and activities. So then, you know, you start to become drained from other things. So then the, oh, I love you still exists, but do we like each other? Because I might get annoyed from you doing little shit, like leaving shit in the bathroom or, you know, little things might happen slowly but surely to the point where you're like you just get easily like anything. You love the person deep down.
Right.
You just love them. Like, you know, you ride for them. You do, you know, but you just get annoyed as hell. Like anything they do, you just be like, God damn, like shut up.
Right.
And that's the part where like it's like me, I'll be like, damn, like, no, we can never get like that because we have to feel like, okay, like I want to be around you, not just because I love you, so I have the obligation to be around you.
Right.
You know, like I want to be around. Like, and that's why, you know, I try to incorporate things where me and my man, we just might sneak away from the kids and go to Dairy Queen and just eat a meal by ourselves. We just love the fact that we can just eat ice cream or whatever the case might be. You know, just by ourselves and just talk and laugh and be like, ha ha, they at home. We eating ice cream. You know what I'm saying? That's like, it's just like you have to have those moments. And I mean, people, they lose that after a while because relationships is hard. Like, it really can be a up and down experience because of the, you know, once you start to become long-term and really, like, really dive into, like, this is now your family, it could become hard to juggle. All right, you got your work, then you have, you know, your house, keep up the house, then you have yourself, then you have your kids. And, you know, you have so many things that you spread yourself out for. So then to know, like, okay, me and my spouse or me and my person, you know, we have to have our time, you know, separated so that we can still feel like I love hanging out with you. Like, I like you. Like, you, we have fun. We laugh right. together. Those things, it has to stay, you know, intermingled in the daily activity. A lot of people lose that, though. You know, they don't realize it, you know, when it, what, while it's happening. But then eventually you're like, damn, like, when the last time we went on a date? When the last time we did anything? You know, when the last time we had, like, a deep conversation? You know, and I recommend, like, a lot of people that are in relationships, or, you know, maybe you don't live together, but you've been together for, you know, with this person for a while. Like, buy little, like, compatible games type things where you can, it's like a deck of cards that you can ask each other deep questions to pick each other's brains, to ignite and spark conversations that you probably haven't had in a long time. Because realistically, you have those conversations when you're dating, right? You know, when you're right. sitting across from each other at a table and you're, you know, just asking each other these questions because you want to get to know the person. It's still a process, even 5 years into a relationship, even 10 years into a marriage, you know?
Hey, like, so, you might, like, just because you get married, that's it. You know, you got that person, but that's yeah. where it starts. That's
yeah. Because people start to, like, outgrow certain things and then grow a new liking or, you know, interest into a new thing. So then you might be with somebody for all these years and feel like I know them, but maybe they're changing, you know, over time. So then you have to relearn certain things about them. And that ties in with you liking a person, because you might not like what the new person, what the person is doing that's new, or what they like that's new, you know, like, so it just, I mean, it's a lot, but yeah, definitely staying in tune, you know, with those key things of, like, okay, how can we keep things fresh and keep things, you know, where we're having that individual time to with each other. Mm-hmm. So yeah, how did we get on relationship advice?
Because that's what I love about our conversations. Like, we could end up in damn Timbuktu if we just were to talk. Like, I would hate to see, like, we had an 8-hour conversation, where the hell we would end up.
Oh, gosh, we would be everywhere.
We started,
but that's the best thing.
Filling your men loving to steal, you know, the whole rap culture.
Oh, really. Yeah,
you know what I mean? So,
yeah. Oh, man. But this was such a great conversation. And, you know, we say this every time. We're going to promote. We're going
to. Right, we do. We do.
We're gonna ask,
and then I don't be doing shit. I don't be doing shit. Right now, y'all. I got to be productive. Seriously. That's it. I'm done.
I'm so sorry.
Serious.
We be just busy, though. I feel like
we're going to upload this today, right yeah. now. And then I'm going to get working. I got to get working now. It'll be right after work, probably. But yeah, I got to figure it out. I can't keep. We got this, y'all.
We're gonna be good. We're gonna get better.
Yes.
But that was such a great session. And guys, if you guys feel like y'all have any like opinions towards the topics that we discussed today, definitely DM us into our page.
And we still want to give you guys advice. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but we still want to give you guys advice. So please submit your, you know, advice, inquiries, and stuff like that. We've created a page for the podcast. So, you know,
right.
come on.
Yeah, follow us on IG. It's Let's Get Into It _MTBBDB. Okay. So, yeah.
BDBs.
BDBs in the back of that neck.
All right, y'all. We going to wrap it up.
All right. Till next time. Bye.
Bye.